Back now with Day to Day, I'm Alex Chadwick. General Electric Company has a new plan. It's rolling out new investment goals to make it more environmentally friendly. Joining us is Bob Moon, New York Bureau Chief for Marketplace. Bob, is GE planning this to look better or to make money, or both?
Well, a little bit of both, Alex. This is a comprehensive initiative from GE that involves investment, marketing, and overall policy. The company says it's aimed at addressing such environmental issues as global warming and water shortages. So what you have here is a major worldwide conglomerate promising to double its investment in greener technologies up to $1.5 billion before this decade is out. For its own part, GE is promising to reduce its global warming emissions by 1% by 2012, and to improve its own energy efficiency by 30% over the next 7 years. That emissions pledge is less than called for by the International Kyoto Protocol, but it's more aggressive than the Bush administration's global warming policy. GE points out that the company's emissions were on a course that would have led to an increase of up to 45% if it didn't do anything to control them.
Is this a big change for the company, Bob? I mean, how much has it pushed environmentally friendly policies in the past?
Up to now, not much, really. The company hasn't had much to say about issues like global warming, and it hasn't been one of those companies that's done a lot of marketing of itself as a green-friendly company. In fact, it's drawn fire from environmental groups over the dumping of PCBs into the Hudson River in the state of New York, and it's been negotiating with federal environmental officials over the best way to dredge the Hudson to clean up those chemicals. So this new policy initiative could help the company clean up its image as well.
And how is this going to make money for GE?
Well, we mentioned that part of this initiative is investment, and it's certainly no small part of this move. It's investing $1.5 billion this decade, but in the same period, it's aiming to achieve sales of $20 billion in environmentally cleaner products. That would be roughly double the amount of sales it currently has in that area, and this new target could eventually make up as much as one-fifth of GE's estimated industrial sales. The company actually sees global warming concerns as good for GE and its shareholders, especially if it can sell its wind turbines, for example, and other environmentally friendly technologies. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're taking a look at how public libraries are adding coffee shops and breaking the no food and drink rule to attract patrons. Alex?
Well, I guess they're bringing in more readers. That's good for them. Bob, thank you. Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, produced for us by American Public Media.